This is a Friday edition of Ozarks at Large, our weekly conversation with Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics in fewer than 10 minutes. Reporters are being warned by their news bureaus and press associations to take precautions while covering possible armed pro-Trump protests expected in all 50 states, including Arkansas, this weekend, leading up to Wednesday's presidential inauguration. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, anti-media bias expressed by the Trump administration has given way to overt violence against reporters.
President Donald Trump has for years called mainstream media in speeches and tweets fake news and an enemy of the people. That rhetoric incited followers to mostly heckle news reporters covering Trump events. But during last week's Trump rally in Washington, D.C., which resulted in an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, the mob destroyed broadcast equipment, shoved reporters, and screamed ominous threats. Arkansas Democrat Gazette Washington, D.C. correspondent Frank Lockwood was an eyewitness to the unfolding violence.
I was down for the rally itself, and the level of hatred that some of these protesters have for major American institutions, including the media, was almost palpable.
From the rally, a crowd of Trump supporters marched down Pennsylvania Avenue to the U.S. Capitol, where they stormed the building to disrupt Congress from certifying the 2020 electoral votes, a majority cast for President-elect Joe Biden.
You know, you see people carrying signs that say, you know, CNN traitors or treason or that sort of thing. And these aren't, you know, signs that have been drawn by people with their magic markers. These are people that have had professional-looking signs. They've thought about it. They've probably spent some money. And they hate the media so much that they'll carry around signs calling them traitors and guilty of treason.
Lockwood wrote a firsthand account of the insurrection published the following day in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He detailed the atmosphere from inside the Capitol as the angry mob smashed their way towards both House and Senate chambers.
I realized that if they got into the chambers, it was not going to be good news for congressmen. It wasn't going to be good news for journalists either. And so I began thinking about a potential escape plan. And I thought, well, I'll take off my tie, took it off, folded it up, tucked it in my pocket. I'll take off my press credentials, hide those away, take off my sports jacket, and I'll take my computer and have it in my arm. And if I get within eyesight of insurrectionist, I'll just drop the coat on the ground. I'll just toss the computer to the side and make a go for it and hope for the best.
U.S. Capitol Police, after evacuating lawmakers and staff, shepherded Lockwood and other reporters to safety, all the while urging them to hurry, he says. But video of a CNN crew being viciously attacked by Trump protesters outside the Capitol indicate a critical paradigm shift.
Reporters have been targets, certainly, of criticism for a very long time. And so, you know, that was just part of the climate, and you know, nobody really took it seriously. But it's gone from that sort of rhetoric to, you know, those guys aren't our friends, to most of the media is evil, much of the media is evil, all of the media is evil. That's kind of the way that it has gone.
Due to Trump's aggressive anti-media rhetoric, reporters across the political spectrum are at risk, Lockwood says. As a member of the Washington, D.C. Press Corps, Lockwood maintains an office in the National Press Building where he covers events of particular interest to Arkansans, including the upcoming inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. And he remains on high alert. On January 11th, the FBI issued a memo to law enforcement agencies across the country warning that armed protests by pro-Trump supporters could occur in all 50 states starting this weekend through next Wednesday's inauguration ceremonies, which Lockwood plans to cover.
And if there is any way possible that I can safely be present to witness and report about that transition of power, I will be there.
Lockwood, who's covered secessionist patriot militias in Oregon, believes the danger stemming from the attack on the U.S. Capitol is far from over.
And we have had a constant drumbeat trying to undermine confidence in basic American institutions, free and fair elections. And now we're paying the consequences. People have been told for months or years that the elections are fixed, that the system is corrupt, that leadership cannot be trusted, and that democracy is suspect. And what do you know? You repeat that kind of thing for years, and people start to believe it.
We queried the Arkansas Press Association for comment, no response, but Luke Story, executive director and president of the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, agreed to talk. Story says since last week, he's received notices from members about media threats.
I started to receive images that were being shared with me that of just callous messages aimed at broadcast and journalists and other members of the media that were saying things such as murder to the media. And it left me for the first time in my journalistic career, it left me feeling legitimately concerned, not only for my safety, my family's safety, and all of my fellow journalists. It left me feeling as though there was a legitimate threat for our safety.
Following last week's attack on Congress, Story issued an email warning to members that media remains in the crosshairs in the aftermath of the Capitol riots. The Arkansas FBI office, he says, has offered help in the coming days to credentialed reporters covering any protests and inaugural celebrations in Arkansas.
We are the fifth estate of democracy, and with that comes the duty to keep our public informed with truth and factual reports. And with that, now comes these threats that we're facing, and we have to stay true to the fact that that's the burden we carry.
This week, NPR issued an email warning to stations of more planned pro-Trump protests, starting this weekend through next week's inauguration, providing clear safety guidance. Lee Wood is general manager of NPR affiliate KUAF Public Radio, which broadcasts Ozarks at Large. The station, a licensee of the University of Arkansas, is located in downtown Fayetteville, and it's locked and secure, she says.
But UAPD is aware of our situation as a media outlet and that we are off campus. And so they know that if anything threatening does occur, that we will be in immediate contact with them and with Fayetteville PD as well.
Wood says she's also advised staff to be on heightened alert since the attack on the U.S. Capitol. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.